Tattoo artists and ink fanatics alike traveled from all over the country to the first ever West Virginia Tattoo Expo in Morgantown this past weekend. Glennis Board brings us this report.
Tattoo contests, a Miss Tattooed West Virginia competition, and tattooing seminars were among the featured events at the expo. But for the most part...
Right now we are in the main event room of the Morgantown Event Center. We have over 150 tattoo artists doing their thing.
Rocco Cunningham is a tattoo artist from Clarksburg. He organized the weekend event.
Right now there's people everywhere looking at artwork, looking at portfolios, sitting in chairs, getting tattooed, waiting to get their tattoos. Everybody's excited. The atmosphere is outstanding.
Luna Alba traveled from Northern Virginia, where she heard about the expo and is getting tattooed for the 10th time.
Honestly, I find it pretty therapeutic after a while because the adrenaline just kind of like goes through your whole body. And it's after the first maybe like 20 minutes, since it's a longer tattoo, it starts to feel kind of like relaxing.
But we weren't talking 20 minutes into the tattoo. We were talking just as things were getting started.
It's pretty painful. It's on my hip. So, yeah, pretty bad.
Alba's tattoo artist is well-known, Rick Cherry. He's been drawing permanent art on bodies for 43 years.
I got my first professionally done tattoo, Washington, D.C., when I was 14 years old, in a tattoo studio. And I was hooked. That was it. You know, I had to do it.
You had to actually do tattoos yourself?
Yeah, I was convinced, it was so neat that I was just going to have to learn how to do it.
Cherry also sells his own handmade tattooing equipment. He says it's a dying art, but he's passionate about machining his own drills.
In my shop at my house, I have milling machines, I have lathes, I have welders.
Wow.
And, I have to cut out all the metal, braze it together. The coils that operate the machine, I cut the cores for them, I hand wrap the electrical wire, solder everything together, and, hand cut springs. And the only thing I don't make are the screws and the washers.
Hundreds of people came out to the event in Morgantown, men and women, young and old. The expo's organizer, Rocco Cunningham, says he's been to many tattoo expos.
What we really wanted to do was try to represent the tattoo community the best we could, and also represent the state of West Virginia the best that we could. We have the opportunity to meet a lot of great artists and meet a lot of great people and promote our work, promote the art form. Tattooing is the most ancient form of art in the world.
For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Glennis Ford in Morgantown.